Hello, this is James Cox with The Martial Arts Lifestyle, and this is our podcast number 28. Today, I want to talk to you about self-discipline. What is self-discipline, and how do you build it? And of course, I feel that we all know we could probably use a little more self-discipline. Unless it's off balance, because you do need to have a balance of things. But in the dictionary, self-discipline is the ability to control your thoughts and overcome one's weaknesses, to pursue what's needed despite the temptations. In our martial arts classes, we talk about discipline versus self-discipline, because discipline, of course, is doing kind of what you're told. When you have a coach, a parent, a teacher, you know, think of the military, think of sports, telling you what to do the push-ups, to, you know, focus your eyes, to do this technique the right way. It's someone that is over you and holding you accountable and making sure you do things. Or sometimes you could even look at it as punishment or consequences for actions. You got disciplined, so you had to do this, or you were told to do that, and you were disciplined. Self-discipline is the thing that we're talking about today, and this is where it's you and it's up to you. So to have the discipline to do it yourself without being told. So it's one thing to do 10 push-ups because the teacher told you to, and it's a totally other level to do 10 push-ups at home on your own when no one told you to, but you had the thoughts inside to know that there was something that you needed to do that was good. Even if you felt it was uncomfortable at the time, it's back to what we say of going through the uncomfortable until it becomes comfortable. A good martial arts program is a benefit-driven academy. It's an activity that drives benefits. So good martial arts is not just kicking and punching. It's all of those life skills. You know, when we say we build a martial artist from the inside out, well, we're building benefits. We're building focus and respect and discipline and control and all these other things like this. Now, it has to be worked on. So we also use kind of the analogy of growing a muscle. The more you work out, the better that muscle gets. You grow the muscle by working out. We also grow your self-discipline by working it, by practicing it, and by preparing it. And a lot of it comes with self-awareness, to know what your weaknesses are, to understand it, and to work on the things that you know you need to do, and not necessarily on the things you don't need to do. But self-discipline is a powerful benefit. What it takes is behavior change. You know, because we all have habits. So I think of behavior and I think of habits. I had read something recently, and I think the term that is used is called chaining. It's kind of like if you think of a link chain, how one thing connects to another. So if you're having a hard time using your self-discipline to squeeze something in throughout your day or in your weekly routine, a good idea is to link that or chain that to something that you pretty much always do. So in other words, if maybe you know in the morning when you wake up, you're going to, whatever you do first thing, you get a drink of water, you brush your teeth. Well, maybe you just change something that connects with you brushing your teeth. And as soon as you're done with that, then you do that next step. I'll go back to saying maybe it's push-ups. You just squeeze in 10 push-ups, you know, so you can link some things together with things that you already do to create a new habit. And that is part of that behavior chain. So you can do that throughout the day, I think, is a good thing to use. We're all creatures of habit. I know I am, man, and we just kind of move by routine. Sometimes we move blindly because we're in a fast world, fast paced, with lots of things happening and, busy, 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 right? So doing this and doing that, sometimes not stopping enough to smell the roses and to see what's really going on, to appreciate things, to be grateful. So, you know, side note is we should slow down a little bit and see what's going on. But to have the self-discipline and to maybe change your habits and your routine and squeeze some other things in there. It gets into then there are always choices. So where is your self-discipline when it comes to the choices that we have? You know, do you choose the stairs or an elevator? You know, I know personally when I'm traveling and when I'm in buildings where there are elevators, I think when I'm with other people, or maybe I just have a bunch of luggage, then I do the elevator. But anytime I'm alone, man, I choose the stairs. I just see it as a time of squeezing in a few more extra calories burned, right? Maybe it's choices of choosing a carrot over a cupcake, all right, if you will. But just good choices and kind of eliminating the bad ones so you can get rid of some bad habits by adding a new good habit. And then you see results. Right. So everybody wants to see results. And that's what the martial arts is about. We have this built-in success cycle of our belt ranks. So, you know, white belt going to yellow, yellow going to orange, all striving to become excellent black belts one day and then train above and beyond that level. It takes a lot of self-discipline. Self-discipline is very important in the martial arts, and it should cross over at home and at school and everywhere else that you go in your life. But as you set those goals, then there are times if you wanted to see it as go through the bad to get to the good, but I don't really see it as bad. And I think that's that mindset shift. So the things that are very challenging, I don't know why I always fall back on push-ups. Maybe I have a problem with push-ups, but it's just a common thing, or going to the gym, or eating correctly, or making it to class. You know, when my adult students worked all day, they're dealing with home and work and life things, and then they have to, you know, quickly stop what they're doing and go to the martial arts class. When my kids have to choose between playing games, swimming in the swimming pool, jumping on a trampoline, sitting on the couch and watching TV, and they have to drop what they're doing to come to martial arts class. Another great example of choices and self-discipline, making the right decisions and changing the habits. But it really kind of can see that it's important for you to see the results of the outcome ahead of time. So instead of thinking how bad those push-ups are, at that time you need to think about how much stronger you are getting, right? There was another thing, I think it was Tony Robbins, I've heard it in several different places, simply called the pain-pleasure principle, PPP. So the pain-pleasure principle, quickly here, is whatever that you might see as pain, as long as you see it as more pain than pleasure, it's going to be difficult to do. But when you can change that and flip the story somewhat, where you can see more pleasure than you can pain, now the principle is working for you and not against you. So what's so bad about the push-ups? What's so bad about eating healthy? And then try to see more important, the more greatness of that. What is better than bad? You know, what is the balance, and, you know, how do you increase it so it's more pleasure than pain? Right? Yeah. So pain pleasure principle is something you should look up and kind of study on, and going back to, you know, dealing with the uncomfortable and finding ways just to make a little magic happen. So in a martial arts school, man, there are times where I'm teaching 6-7 classes a day, also dealing with a lot of other things. But, you know, every class I teach, is every student is valuable and important, and I need to be there to be the best version of myself, to make them become the best version of themselves. And, you know, I find ways to just kind of do some quick magic. You could call it a quick meditation. It might just be a simple deep breath, in through nose, out through mouth, slap myself on the face if that's what it takes, and I say, it's go time, let's go teach this class. You know, an hour went by, next class. Get ready, it's go time, let's do this, right? So you can make some magic happen if it's breathing, breath work, if it's just, you know, turning that light switch on. As quick as electricity is, a light switch goes off, how quick can you turn it back on so that you can be ready for action? I mean, that's how self-defense and fighting is. That's the element of surprise, when you never know when and if something could happen, to be more prepared. My instructor called it having warm guard, so that you're not cold, you're not unprepared. Always had a little mental thing that I do, you can call me crazy or not, but it's when I tie my belt. So martial artists that wear their belt, they'll know what I'm talking about. You know, you go over under and then you kind of bend one hand on each end of the belt and you pop it, pop. So you tie your belt, you bend it, pop. I used to do that 2 or 3 times, and then I just feel like a magic all of a sudden. My head is up, my shoulders, my chest, and I'm strong. And when I tie that belt, it's action, man. Uniform's on, and I'm ready. The show is on, and I'm there for 110%. So I have to use some self-discipline to switch that mindset and get yourself ready. You know, there's all kinds of ways like that. How can you do some mood shifting, and how can you make some changes to be at performance level? You know, just like that. If it's jumping on stage, if it's preparing for a test, if it's waking up in the morning and making it the best day that you've ever had, you just kind of count down, man. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and go. You just got to do it. But to me, that's a lot about the self-discipline and what you need to do to help you grow beyond your limits. Remember, it's the way you do one thing is the way you will do everything. So even when people are not watching is when you should be doing things just as good, if not even better. I know personally I've had some of my best workouts ever when I'm all alone. And I feel proud at the end because that took that self-discipline. I could have very well cheated. Nobody would have known. but I would have known, and how well would I have slept at night by knowing that I cheated myself? And if you cheat yourself at one thing, you're cheating yourself at other things. That's kind of my story on self-discipline. And we do have in our Black Belt Excellence sheet our homework lessons that we do on self-discipline for a certain month. And it's similar here, how it says that self-discipline means many things. It's doing your responsibility without anyone having to tell you to do it. Being able to motivate and manage yourself and your time, being able to control yourself and your temper, and being able to control your appetite. So it's a combination of a lot of things in using your self-discipline. It could be too much if you go from one extreme to another, you know, so there's a difference in what's too much. You know, what's the right amount of food? What's too much food, right? So did you stop, you know, before it was too much? Well, that probably took some self-discipline, or back to the whole choices of things. And this goes with your responsibilities at home. You know, there's, you know, that big video that went around a long time about making your bed first thing in the morning. That way you start the day off correctly. You at least accomplished something already, and you took that extra self-discipline. You guys put some thoughts in what you can do in your life, what you can do in the martial arts schools to utilize your self-discipline and just make the best of yourself and others. Thanks. I appreciate you guys. Be sure you stay on top of our YouTube channel as well at James Cox Martial Arts. We have some really exciting videos that I just put out and some others that are coming. So these are new videos on the channel, instructional and other things like that, as well as keep following the podcast at The Martial Arts Lifestyle. Thank you.